The U.S. Forest Service recently decided to permit fracking or horizontal drilling for natural gas in the George Washington National Forest, but only in those areas where it is already possible through existing leases and mineral rights. All other areas are now off limits. Ernie Reed is president of the conservationist group Wild Virginia.
The forest plan does as good a job as it possibly could protecting the values of the forest from fracking.
The oil and gas industry has no major complaints. Mike Ward is executive director of the Virginia Petroleum Council, and he says the important thing is the absence of a total ban.
It didn't slam the door on hydraulic fracturing. It just laid out zones and areas where it could or couldn't be done.
Don't look for those big drilling rigs to show up anytime soon in the GW. Fracking isn't profitable there right now, but that can change over time. The Forest Service decision is good for 15 years. Then there's another review process. Evan Jones, WFIR News.